A lot of research has shown that eating red meat can increase your risk of heart disease and certain cancers, especially colon cancer. Now, a large study suggests that eating a lot of those juicy burgers and steaks may actually shorten your life. NPR's Patty Naiman looked into what that study means for meat lovers.
This was a large study, over 500,000 men and women over the age of 50. They answered questions about specifics of their diet, and then researchers documented who died over the next 10 years. They found that people who ate the most red meat, that's beef, lamb, and pork, were 30% more likely to die from heart disease or any type of cancer. While the study's biggest weakness is that it relied on people's memories of what they'd eaten over the previous year, epidemiologist Michael Toon with the American Cancer Society says the findings support what research has found over the last 20 years. Limit the amount of red meat in your diet.
Choose fish, poultry, or beans as an alternative. And when you eat meat, eat smaller portions, select leaner cuts, and don't consider it the main course every day or even more than one time a day. Consider it a treat.
Which doesn't mean eliminate all red meat from your diet. While that wouldn't be a bad idea, Toon says it's okay to eat meat, but like so much else, in moderation. A few times a week is probably fine. A few times a month is better. And when you do eat red meat, he says, be careful how you cook it.
When you heat meat, and particularly fat, at very high temperatures, you can produce a number of chemicals groups that damage DNA.
So the American Cancer Society recommends baking, broiling, or poaching instead of frying or grilling. And if you do grill, they say try microwaving meat first to reduce the fat content and then put it on the grill. Another problem the study found, processed meat, meats which are preserved, salted, smoked. The message here is simple, says nutritionist Barry Popkin from the University of North Carolina. Avoid them or at least cut way back.
There are a bunch of people that consume a pepperoni pizza daily or a hot dog every couple times a week, and they need to really cut that down to once a month.
In the study, the women who ate the most red meat were more likely to die from heart disease than men who ate a lot of red meat. Researchers don't know why. Epidemiologist Michael Toon says it's important to remember the risk associated with red meat is a lot less, even in fairly large quantities, than risks that result from other lifestyle choices like, for example, smoking.
And smoking, depending on the age at which you're doing it and how long you've done it, is, say, tripling the death rate from all causes.
Compare that tripling of risk, a 300% increase in death, to what the study found about red meat, a 30% increase.
I mean, smoking is in a class by itself, approached only really by moderate to severe obesity.
Researchers say the take-home message from the study is clear. When you do eat meat, make it mostly fish or poultry. In the study, people who ate more of these meats had the lowest death rate. Researchers don't know whether that was because something in the white meat was beneficial, like omega-3 fatty acids in fish, for example, or whether eating white meat just meant people ate less red meat. Patty Naiman, NPR News.